Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening. It's Leanne Winston, Psychic Medium, and welcome to my show. And I hope for those that are today, they've had a really good day. Those that are overseas from me, being me in Australia, I hope that you've got a lovely day planned out ahead of you and that the sun's shining and it's all very positive for you. So I can't believe it's Wednesday already. It only seems like a couple of nights ago that we were doing my last show on Sunday night, and I'm really grateful for the connections that I've been able to make with clients this week. I've been lucky enough to actually do a few Skype readings for those overseas, and the people, the energy that comes from that is incredible. So I thank those people, and I'm sure some of you are listening in tonight, for allowing me and choosing me to be your messenger from spirit to yourself. So I'm just blown away with the beautiful souls that are put in front of me. And I guess there's a couple of things that I'd like to talk to you about tonight, and spirit's really drawing me quite strongly to a couple of them. We do have a few callers online already, so I'll try and make it quick so I can get to as many of you as possible. But this week it just seems to be a little bit of a common thing, where so many of us are giving so much to others, but we're forgetting to allow others to give back to us. Okay, there needs to be a real balance with that. Okay, because a lot of the time the scales are weighed in others' favor. Okay. I'm just finding that so many of us are so tired and so exhausted at the moment. And yeah, I know I'm going through an energy change, and some of you might be attuned in enough to your body to be able to feel that. So we've had a major shift in the last few days, and it's about riding that out rather than fighting it, because you will find that you're more exhausted by trying to fight that. I just keep getting the reference that we spread ourselves so thin lately, and there's so many more of us doing it. And it's not just women. I think there's men out there that are doing exactly the same thing as well. But it's like we're trying to please so many others, and we forget to put ourselves first. And spirit is really drawing me to the fact we need to put ourselves first. Actually, spirit's telling me I need to write a blog and put it on my website just to reinforce that as well. So that might be something I'll do, hopefully, maybe tomorrow. I've got a long list of things to do, and my mind's on overdrive at the moment. I had a lovely client a couple of nights ago suggest to me that I should look at recording a meditation, and I promised her that I would give that a go. It's pushing my boundaries. I don't think that I have a good voice for it, but apparently with the messages I'm getting, people seem to think I do. So I'll give it a go. We'll see what happens. And a lovely friend of mine's going to help me with that on the recording side of things. So I've got started. I've sat down and I've written out a couple of meditations. They might just need a bit of tweaking first though. So we'll look at getting that, and I'll keep you updated on what's going on with that. But yeah, back to what spirit is sort of pushing, and it's that feeling that we need to find that balance. You need to be able to give something back to yourself. If you're going to give to yourself first. Okay, that might sound really selfish, but I don't think it is. And believe me, it's taken me a very long time to realize that you need to look after yourself first, because nobody else is going to do it if you don't do it. And how can you look after others if you're not in that fit state to give the energy that others need for you to help them? So I want to say, put yourself first, one foot in front of the other, and let the energy flow. It's the reference to when we're on the right track and we're doing what's good for us, we're on that journey. So that journey needs to flow, okay? And when we're on that right journey and where we need to be, things will fall into place. So I want to say don't force things. Go with the flow. Trust in yourself and allow yourself to move forward. Okay, so many people hold on to things from the past, and there has to be a time where you cut those cords. Give yourself the time to acknowledge what you've been through, how far you've come, the inner strength that you have within you, and move forward. Okay, by acknowledging it and dealing with it, you will find it easier to let go. Okay, I had a lovely client today that is still grieving her mum's death, even though it's been a few years. And it's important to give yourself that permission to grieve, to work through those issues. I firmly believe if you hold on to those emotions, you're going to find they're going to manifest in other ways. It could be depression, it could be anxiety, there could be a number of things. And, you know, our body takes on the physical. Okay, and in, I think I've sort of pushed this in the past, and I always make it clear to my clients, whenever spirit gives me medical stuff, in no shape, form or way am I trained in a medical profession. Okay, so I can only go by the advice that spirit give me, and what you do with that is up to you. Okay, a lot of times spirit will put medical in front of me to draw your attention to it. If it's serious, spirit will give me, show me red flags waving. Okay, and only once have I ever had that, and thankfully the lady went and got that issue looked at, and they reckon it saved her life. So spirit will do it. They will give it to you, and what you do with it is up to you. Okay, so I just want people to start looking at how they go about life. I guess it's, you know, what is good for you, and that's what it needs to work. What you need to work on is doing what's good for you, because when you look after you, you can be to help others. Okay, if we've got issues going on in our life, how can we help others truly? Okay, because we can't give our energy completely to what others need if we are dealing with stuff ourselves. Okay, and believe me, things happen for a reason. And I keep getting the reference to, we've got to experience things. You can't have it easy all the time. Things need to happen for a reason so you can learn from it. And one thing, doing this work, spirit will use my references, my experiences in my life, to help me to bring in the signage to help deliver the messages that I do. So a lot of times with what I get from spirit, I have experienced myself, or I know a little bit about it. So, and that's why certain people are put in front of us. You might find you're drawn to a person and there's a reason for it, whether it's on a soul level or it's on a personal level, but we connect with those people, okay? You're not going to be drawn to somebody that you don't connect with, okay? And I guess that's another thing. If you're thinking about having a reading, whether it be with myself or it be with another psychic or a medium, clairvoyant, healer, whatever it is that you're drawn to, go by what you're drawn to. Check the person out. Have a look at their websites. Have a look at their following. Look at what other people have experienced. Word of mouth is the best way to find out things, okay? So trust in yourself. Trust those gut feelings. We all have them. We all have intuition, but it's a matter of if you decide that you want to deal with it or not, okay? You might not want to see the signs. You might close off to that, but that's your choice, and we all have it. So it's a matter of listening and taking the time to acknowledge everything. All right, so I might leave you with that little bit of information to process for the moment, and we will go to a caller.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you? Good morning. My name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Hi, Sherelle. I'm very well, thank you. And you? How's your morning been?
Oh, I'm just getting off work. I've been here from 11 to 7:30 in the morning, and I'm just,
oh my goodness,
ready to go to sleep.
Yeah, so you've seen the sun come up, gone to work in the dark. So you've gone to work in the dark and you've watched the sun come up, and now the rest of the world's waking up, you're going to bed. Yeah, my husband used to work like that. working afternoon shifts, so I know how that feels.
Right.
So, and did you have a question you'd like to ask?
Yes, I have a question. I was wondering, what do you pick up on a guy named Sam? Like, do you see a relationship? How is he feeling about me? Where do you think this heading to? Or anything dealing with him?
Okay.
Please and thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Now, Sam.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I get the feeling he's quite an interesting sort of person. I feel like I want to sit back and just watch him and take it all in. So is that what you feel you find yourself doing around him?
Can I repeat that again? I'm sorry.
That's okay. You dropped out there for a second. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you was kind of cutting out.
Yeah, I just get the reference that I feel like you sit back and you watch him and you take everything in. It's that feeling that he's quite an interesting personality.
Yeah.
Would I be right? Okay. I actually feel quite excited around this. So to me, I get the feeling there's quite a strong bond building there for you. Okay. He seems a little bit hesitant at times.
Yes.
I get the reference to he's scared. Okay, to me it's that feeling. Yeah, I get the reference to in the past that he's been a little bit hurt or burnt in a relationship is more the feeling. So he's protecting himself a little bit. He also doesn't. I get the feeling he doesn't really understand the feelings that he has. Okay, so to me, I do feel that the feelings come back in return towards you as you feel to him. But I feel like we need to take it slow.
Okay.
He doesn't work very well under pressure is the reference that I get when it comes to relationships.
Okay.
So I just sort of feel like there's the ability to move forward, but we need to take it at that slower pace. Okay. Get to know each other is the reference with that. Okay. He finds it hard to relax around people at times, especially new people. Okay. I'm just getting the reference to him being a little bit shy in that sense until he gets to know people.
He's been around people.
So if he's around new people, I just feel like he's a bit shy in getting involved too quickly.
So how is he feeling about me?
I feel there's the excitement there for him towards you as well. So I feel that there's a spark there.
Okay.
All right. Okay. But like I said, it's that feeling I don't want to rush things. I need to take it slow.
Okay. That's on his part, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's that feeling he does, because he's been hurt in the past, I get the reference to he doesn't want to rush into things. He wants to take it slow.
Yeah, because I'm always expressing my feelings, always telling how I feel, and I'm interested, and I like him a lot, and he don't really too much express his feelings to me.
He doesn't open up the same way. Yeah, I get the feeling the thoughts are there, but he doesn't know how to express those feelings. Okay. Do you know if he's had a really bad relationship or a breakup in the past that he's been left hurt from? Because it's that feeling
I think he's still involved with that person.
Okay. I just sort of get the feeling he hasn't been able to let go of the hurt.
Well, I'm trying to keep telling him I'm not going to do him like how other people have done him. I can be the one to support, provide, and everything, but,
have that balance is what spirit is telling me. Okay.
Sorry,
I just need to acknowledge, have that balance around you, okay, in the relationship. I get the reference from spirit you've been through a lot of changes in yourself. Does that make sense? Hello?
Yes, I'm listening to that one.
Yep. I'm sorry, you sort of got a bit of an echo there. I don't know if it's my end or your end, but I just get the reference to you've been through a lot of changes in the past yourself, but be proud of those changes that you have made, okay? Yes. So it's Spirit's just sort of wanting me to sort of acknowledge those changes that you've been through, and they want you to acknowledge how far you've come with that, okay? You can be hard on yourself at times, can't you? Okay. All right, I think we've lost that caller. So I just want to sort of acknowledge for her that she's been through a lot of changes in the past, and I just get the reference from Spirit. It's a good time for her to take that step back and acknowledge those changes that she's been through and how far she's come, because she should be quite proud of herself in that inner strength that has come from those changes. So all right, so I hope you were able to still hear that message, and sorry, I'm not sure to what happened there with the dropping out of the signal, so hopefully I'm not cutting in and out too much, but we'll jump straight into another caller, because I'd like to get through as many of you as I possibly can tonight. Hello, who have we got there?
Good morning.
How are you?
Or it could be afternoon in your area. Okay. It's morning.
It's actually
here.
Evening. Yep, we're nearly at 9 p.m.
Gosh. Oh my yep. gosh. Okay. So, it's 7 a.m. here. Okay, getting ready for a question. I know.
Yeah.
I have an interview today.
Okay.
And I was wondering if I have a good chance of getting that job, and I know you're not God. How about when you see me finding, I know, I mean, to sit and analyze every job, because I have two this week, but yep. I guess the bottom line is, when do you see me landing a job of an employment, something more permanent? I've been contracting all year.
Yeah, okay. Can I just ask, are you very nervous about this interview? Because I feel like I'm very excited, but I'm very nervous about it as well.
Yes, because this is a job I really want. It's a good money, okay. And it's what I do. Yes.
Yeah, excellent.
I don't want
to. I feel positive about it.
Okay, and okay. It's a woman. It's harder to impress a woman, at least I think. But go on, you know.
They know all the tricks.
Yes.
Women know all the things to say and the right things to do. So I want to say, just go in there and be your positive, happy self, and be you is a reference with that, okay? Because I feel like I'm excited about it. I'm also nervous, which will help keep you grounded, okay? So go in with your feet firmly on the ground and just be you. Come from the heart, and I get the reference that you will be what you need to be for them. Okay.
Do you see me finding employment? Yes.
Yes, I do see you finding employment, because I get the change for you. Okay. And I feel when it happens, it's going to happen really quickly. Okay. So there's no messing around with it. It's jumping straight in on and landing on both feet.
It's about time. It's about time. Will it be by September, do you feel?
I do. I reckon it wouldn't be. It could be even a bit sooner than that. I feel like you've sort of got one foot in the door ready to go, is the reference with that. Okay. Just go in there. Remember to breathe before you go in there. Just nice, deep, slow breath and go deep. And have that clear picture. This is my job. I am the right person for this. Okay. Run it through in your head and, you know, have that confidence in you. And they
now,
will see that.
I know. This job that I get, and then I'll let you get your next caller, is this next position that I get, is it going to be a stable, feet on the ground, last a while, a few years? Is this going to be the one that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see long-distance employment with it. So to me, I feel like I'm around the 10-year mark. I feel like I want long service leave with it. So it's setting myself up. You don't like change too much, though, do you?
I've been doing it all year. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like changes, not knowing where I'm going. At least in my career, I don't. No, I don't like that at all. No.
You're so ready for something
stable.
Taught
me a lesson.
Is the reference.
What's that?
Yep.
Oh.
And I just get the reference, you're so ready for something stable. And do you know what? It has taught you a lesson, and it's good that you can acknowledge that, because I always say to people, reflect on those lessons. Because until we learn those lessons, things will keep repeating on us. Okay.
I know.
So it's good that you've been able to see there was lessons in that, and you'll probably find you're a lot stronger person for that.
Oh my goodness. So, I know.
And you know,
I like stability because I know.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer in things happen for a reason. So to me, you probably had to go through that time of being a bit sort of unstable in the workplace to be able to get where you need to be for the next job.
All right.
Okay. All right. Positive thinking. My fingers are crossed for you. You have to let me know how you go, but I feel very positive about today's interview.
Thank you so much. Listen,
you're
have a
welcome,
wonderful
man.
Day. Okay.
I will. Thank you. Bye. And you too. And
have
all
a
the
great
best.
Day. Evening. Sorry. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, it's just so weird getting used to the, over in America that you guys are around the 13 hours behind us. I had to have a little giggle with the other day when I did a Skype reading because I set the time with the lady. And I work on here in Australia, we work on Central Standard Time. I didn't realise that you guys in America have Central Standard Time and Eastern Standard Time. So when I was quoting Central Standard Time to people for Skype readings, they were thinking it was their time. And I actually wake a beautiful person up at, I think it was about 4:30 in the morning. So she bounced out of bed and had a cup of coffee and we did the reading and had an amazing chat. So it was great to be able to talk to her. But that's something else I'd like to talk to you about is soul family as well. And I went into that discussion with this beautiful lady the other day. So I might just take another call and then we could touch on that. And so, hi, who we got there? Hello.
Hi, Leanne.
Yes, how are you?
Hi, this is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome, Laura. Thanks for calling in.
So,
and what part of the world are you in?
Oh, I'm in New Jersey.
Lee, I bet it's a beautiful place there.
Not really.
I love your honesty.
I think Australia would be far more beautiful to live in.
Oh, you reckon? It is a beautiful place, so we're very blessed. So yeah, I just want some sunshine. That would be nice, so it's not so cold.
Yeah, we're pretty overcast here in New Jersey. That's typical, though.
Yeah, fine. And did you have a question you'd like to ask?
I do. I want to purchase a home.
Yeah.
And I saw a house on Sunday. It was an open house and it's on the water, and I wondered if Spirit is telling you if everything will fall into place so that I can get that house, or if they see me in something else.
Okay. I get the reference to the third offer. Okay, so to me I feel like we need to go backwards and forwards the third time before the offer is accepted, all right? So I feel like when you put in your first offer, they're going to reject it. It's the reference that you will need to go back again, and then the third time we'll be lucky, okay? You're very drawn to the water, aren't you?
I really, truly am, and I just want to know if you think it's that particular house on the water, or is that what they're telling you?
I'm getting the reference to being on the water. Now, I'm not exactly sure if it's that house or it's around a little bit from there. I feel like you're in the general facility to where you need to be with that house.
Yeah, water's important to me. I don't know why, but I just know it is. I love it.
Is that a lake?
Yes, it's a lake. There's a lot of lakes around there.
Okay, because I get the reference to the like being on the lake is where Spirit is showing me that you will be. Now, if it's not that house, because I feel like I need to put in an offer for that house. If you get rejected on that house and you're too far out, I want to go around. When you're at the house looking out to the water, I want to go around to the left a little bit. Okay. I don't feel that I'm going too far from there because I feel there's another house there for sale. Have you looked at those homes along there?
Yeah, I've been looking at homes for a while. And honestly, I would prefer a ranch. This is a two-story, but it's still a small house. And finding small homes on the water is tough. They're usually really large, huge homes, and I don't want a big home because it's just me. I want a small house on the water. So even though it's two-story, it's still a small square foot home that I feel is manageable.
Yep, so it would work for you. Okay. So set your intentions to the universe and release to the universe that you want this home that you can feel. Imagine yourself in it. Help set those intentions that way. Okay. I just get the reference, if that one is too far out with your bidding, look a little bit further around, but you're in that lake area where you need to be.
Okay. Are you picking up a color on the house? Anything at all? About the look and feel of it, that would help me know if this is it.
Is it a light browny color? I've got the reference to brown.
It's like a reddish. It's a reddish color. It's more red.
Reddy brown.
Brown.
Yeah, okay. But it does have a depth of brown into the brick. I wouldn't say it's a real red, but it's not a real brown either. It's sort of that darker reddy brown.
It's like, it looks like a barn, actually, the house.
Okay. Yeah, lovely. I'm drawn to the windows. What is it with the windows at the front that are a little bit different to normal?
I think they are all that different. I mean, everywhere you look, of course, they have windows to take advantage of the lake view.
Yeah. Okay, just take note of the windows. Just stand there and look, or if you've got a picture, sit there and look at the windows, because I feel like there's something a little bit different than normal to the windows in the front, looking out to the water.
Okay, I'll do that. All right. I'm thinking about driving over there and asking, I'm going to ask them to give me some kind of a sign if this is the right house, if this is it.
Do you know what? Sit there and just trust what you feel. Yeah. Just trust what you feel. Does it feel good to you? Do you can you see yourself living in that home?
Well, I can see myself living there with some adjustments. There have to be some adjustments. It's not the perfect house, but it's the perfect location. So I think with adjustments it could be the perfect house. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Yep. When you go for a drive out there and you're sitting there looking at the water, take note what's down a little bit to the left-hand side in the houses, because I get the reference there's another home in that area for sale as well. But I feel like I'm only three or four house like properties up from that one. I'm drawn in that
area.
And
it's brown.
I get the reference to a browny color.
Dark brown or light brown?
I want to say a deep brown. I don't feel like it's overly dark, but it's a deep brown, if that makes sense. So I don't know if there's something on the house that's got a tanny color to it as well, but I just sort of feel like I've got the deep brown, but I've also got a reference to a tanny color. So whether part of the house is a different brown?
Well, I don't think so. I think most of it's red. It's got a really nice deck on it and everything. Because it might not be on the market yet is the issue. Because I've been looking. So maybe that's what Spirit is trying to say. Not quite
what's coming.
Yet. But it's
coming. Just go for a drive and have a look and just see what is there and keep an eye on the area. Okay. I get the feeling you will put in an offer on this house. But I get the feeling your offer to what they want, there's a fair distance between it.
Yeah, some of them overshoot the mark a lot because they're trying.
Yeah.
This one house, for instance, he's way overpriced. And my realtor told me per square footage, he's way overpriced. So that might be, maybe it is this house. I'll have to figure it out.
Yeah.
I just want this so bad for so long. You have no idea.
Yeah.
It's been years I've been wanting this.
Oh, goodness. It'll happen because that's where you need to be, is on that lake. And now I feel like it's on that lake, not another lake. Okay?
Wow.
So to me, I'm putting you on that lake.
Okay.
Okay? I don't know what it is that stands out about that lake.
Huh. All right. Well, I'll ask my realtor to keep an eye out for other properties as well. on that particular lake as well. Thanks, Leanne. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
That's all right. You're very welcome. I get the reference to there's something with the way the sun comes up on that lake in the morning. Okay, so I don't know if you've been out around that lake in the morning when the sun's coming up, but I get the reference to the way the sun comes up. I feel like I'm attracted to the way the sun comes up in the morning over that lake. It's quite pretty, breathtaking.
Oh, thank you. I'll go check it out. Oh, thank
you. You're very welcome. Great. Anytime. Well, it was lovely talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. And you have a rest of a great day or evening.
I will. Thanks, hon. You too. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Bye. Oh, that sounds like exciting times. I remember those time of our life when we were looking for properties and building houses and whatnot. So I might just jump straight into another caller because this call has been on hold for about 23 minutes. And then, hi, how are you going?
Hi, how are you?
Good, I got a bit tongue-tied then.
My name is Sarah.
Sarah, how are you?
All right. I would like to know, do you see me getting a job so I can move?
Okay. You're a bit frustrated around work, aren't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I just get the reference to the frustration, but I also feel that you're very much in your own mind about the job as well, about work. Okay. I'm getting the reference to you. Yes, you will get employment, but there's a reference to you just need to be a little bit more patient for a bit longer. Okay. I'm drawn closer to Christmas time around that. Okay. I don't feel like it's quite been put in front of you just as yet, but it won't take long before it is. Okay. Your focus has been on jobs for a while.
Years. I did get one job for 6 months but got fired, so it's just, you know, so I'm like, well, I don't know. I just need to move because I don't want to be around the influences of certain people that are around me, you know.
I was going to say, because I do feel there's a lot of negative energy around you that pulls you down. Okay. Do you know, I don't know if you've listened to any of my past shows, but do you know how to protect your energy?
I do, and I do try to protect it, but, you know, because this, the energy around me is just, or the influences around me are just like, it just gnaws at you, you know, it's just like, you know, just it don't stop. They just keep at it and keep at it and keep at it, and it just, it kind of, it's like kind of mentally wearing you down, you know. So maybe my spirit is up, but mentally I'm like so tired of it. You know. And I think that's where I get like kind of like, oh, you know, just where the, you know, I just where the weakness is with me, you know. So
because I just keep getting the reference to you need to protect your energy, because I get the feeling you take on a lot of things from other people. Even though, like, a lot of people don't think they've got intuition and whatnot, which we all have to choose to see the signs or not sort of thing, we will find people that will drain us no matter what. And it needs to be about protecting your ability, like your energy. Because it's like a psychic ability that people draw on, sort of thing, to come into your space too much. So I'm just getting the reference. Try and protect your energy and set your boundaries. You will have a bit of flow with a lot of that stuff happening. Okay. Try not to take on other people's problems either, because you're very good at doing
that.
Okay. I just keep getting the reference to setting your boundaries with that, and that things will flow a lot better. When we're sort of on the right journey, a lot of time we don't have to work at things. They will just fall into place for us. So I want to say, start putting yourself first. Talking about a bit earlier in the show, but Spirit's just really pushing that with me. For you is to put yourself first. do what it is that you need to do. And to me, I feel like around the employment side, you haven't really had that clear picture of exactly what you want to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I did recently kind of put some together, maybe being a virtual assistant. And and no, I don't know where the direction is, so I've been kind of looking for different classes to take that kind of enhance my skills as a virtual assistant, so I can market at. So I'm wondering if that job is that what I'm trying to put together right now, you know.
Yeah, I feel like you're on the right track, and it's got to be something that you're interested in, because I don't feel that you want to go to work and just do anything. It's that reference of going to work and enjoying what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You like to throw yourself in full hearted, don't you? You don't go into anything half hearted.
Exactly. Yeah. Because if I go into the workforce, I can only do one thing, but if I do my own thing, then I could do what I want to do. I can do, like, the full, you know, the things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like to do everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you've got your finger in so many different pies. It's not just one thing. You like to sample different things and put it together from there. So I'm just getting the reference to following what it is you enjoy doing, and it'll work out. Okay. So, and you like to do things with a bit of difference, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Spirit's just acknowledging knowing that, and it keeps life interesting is the reference that comes with that. Good on you for getting out there and doing the study and whatnot to better yourself. You're heading in the right direction.
Yeah.
It will come. Okay. So just keep manifesting it. Okay. Have that clear picture. All right. Well, all the very best with it. I definitely get you employment by before Christmas.
Like but right now, it's just me trying to put that stuff together and being patient about it.
Okay, yep. Do the work on you now to get yourself to where you want to be able to go into that job and just slip straight into it. So keep up the study and continue to be on that and get that experience, okay? Have you done some work experience along those lines, or is there a certain part of your study that has to be hands-on?
I mostly the jobs I've ever had were, like, customer service, but I always wanted to get, like, an admin position where I, like, do the full secretary thing. But I could, for whatever reason, the people never hired me for, like, admin work. I always got sidetracked to customer service only. So this is something that I always wanted to do, kind of run my own little small office. And now I'm trying to learn some other stuff so I can incorporate other sides to the business, where it's just not being an office mate for somebody, but having like a little small business on my own. But that's extra training as the money come in, you know. But I have one more question. What do you feel about, I'm going on this seminar, and but somebody told me it's too cheap and it's not worth it. And I was wondering, how do you feel about that? Would I learn and take in what I'm supposed to if I go to this seminar, or do you think I will go to somebody else?
I get the reference to go to it, because I'm also getting a reference to what have you got to lose by doing it. But I also get the reference to there's going to be... $200 is a lot, but I feel just for the time that's involved in it, it's worth that money. So I get the reference to there are things that you will take out of there. Okay. What might be right for you might not be right for somebody else.
Right, okay. Exactly.
I get the feeling of where you're at the moment that will be right for you.
Okay.
You will take stuff away from it. How do you work with time management?
What is that? I mean, I know what it is, but what exact? I know I'm not. I don't know what it is, you know.
Okay.
It's like more like scheduling and stuff.
Yeah. I've got Spirit just acknowledging the time management when you were talking about working and setting up your own business. To me, I feel like there needs to be something around the scheduling, around the bookmaking, bookings and stuff like that, having like a schedule.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
I feel that'll be a very big part of what you do.
Yeah, I do. Everything has to be on schedule with me. Exactly. I don't know what it officially is called, but you say it's time management. But yeah, I like to be. Everything has to be like perfect for me. It has to be like this comes after that, and it has to be in a certain way, you know, so that it, when it all comes together, it's perfect, you know. So yeah, I'm good at that then, and I'm gonna put that on my resume. Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, you're very welcome. But there's also a level of professionalism to it as well. Is the reference that I'm getting. There's a standard that comes with that.
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Because sometimes you things happen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yeah.
Thank you.
Do that little bit of patience and everything will fall into place. You're doing the work on you now to get to where you need to be is the reference that I'm getting. Okay.
All right. Thank you so
Excellent.
Much.
Excellent. You're very welcome. Thanks, hon. Same to you. Take care and enjoy your day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, there's just so many beautiful souls out there, and I'm just so fortunate that you guys are all calling in and I get to connect with you. I feel very blessed to be able to do that, okay? I just love to hear the happiness in your voices, the energy that comes with it. There's so many positive people that are ringing in, and it's great. So we'll take one more call, and then we're going to talk about soul families. Hello. Hello. How you going?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was already on. I was listening to your call. Sorry about that. You already read me. I was the
first. Fine. Thank you for holding on.
You're welcome. I'm just listening, okay?
That's fine. How are you going?
Pardon me?
How are you going?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just listening to your readings. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Everything's wonderful. Yeah, you already gave me one.
Oh, okay. You were just put on hold, were you?
Yeah, I was your second caller today.
Oh, okay. For some reason, you've dialed back in.
Oh, yeah. I was just listening to. I went off the queue, though. I'm not in it, though. That's why. I pressed one to go off of it.
Oh, well, okay. No, it must have disconnected properly because you came back on.
That's okay. I'm just listening. Sorry about that. I'm just listening to your readings. That's
okay.
All, okay?
Beautiful. Listen, will you enjoy your day? And I love talking to you.
Thank you. And you were wonderful. Thank you. Okay. I didn't. Okay.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. I'm not too sure what happened there, but that was, obviously didn't disconnect properly. So I just wanted to sort of touch, and Spirit has just reminded me of a conversation I had a couple of days ago with a lady about soul families and how we all are put in front of each other for a reason, and we connect together. Okay, you've got your soul. You've got so many different sorts of families. You've got your physical family, your blood related family. Okay, and then you've got your soul family as well. And sometimes you can have a better. You can have. Sorry, my husband just walked through, and I got distracted. It's like you can have a better connection with your soul family than you can with your physical blood family, okay? We come together because we're very much like-minded, and we can just bounce off of each other. You can be drawn to each other, and the energy that comes with that can be so amazing. And you can just feel so much closer to people in your soul family than what you might do in your blood-related family, okay? I believe we get put in front of each other for a reason, and what that is about is for you to work out. But we can just bounce off of each other. We can have that connection, and it's just like that undivided love that comes with it, and that safe net family type of thing. So, take on board who's around you and what you're drawn to, and just follow that, okay? If somebody gets your attention, there's a reason for it. And I always say follow your heart in that sense. I know I can connect better with some of my friends that I have connected through workshops and stuff that I have been doing on this level than what I do with my own blood family, my related family, which can be sad at times, but when you do come together, it's really amazing, and the energy that's there. I've got some amazing mediums that I have studied with that are interstate from me, and we might pick up once every 12 months or every 6 months, or we cross paths and whatnot, because we're all very busy people in general. And you feel like you've just picked up like you talked yesterday, and that really blows me away with the way that happens. So take note. Why, you know, you might have friends out there that you connect with so much better than you do with your family. Why is that? Have you ever stopped and thought about why that happens? But I find it very interesting, and like-minded people get pulled together for a reason, and it's, we need to nurture ourselves and take care of ourselves and feed from others as we give and we take, sort of thing. So take note of what that's about, and I'd really love to hear your opinions on that maybe next week, or people can inbox me on my Facebook page. But I just sort of connected with somebody overseas this week, and I felt like I've known her forever, and I'd only really spoken to her once on air on the radio show, and I was just amazed at the connection that we had, how much we were very much alike, and our interests and whatnot. So, you know, it may have been a past life thing. You can connect with people on a soul level from past lives. And past lives is another very interesting thing. And I might, when I get this guest caller stuff sorted out, which I'm still working on, and I think we're getting close to having it sorted, and that's what Spirit's telling me. I have a beautiful friend, Erica Clement, that works with past lives, and I'd love to get her on air too one day. And she can talk underwater, but she's a very interesting lady, so we will look at doing that. But we'll jump to another caller before we run out of time. Hi, who have we got there?
Good morning. My name's Holly from Seattle, Washington.
Hi, Holly. How are you?
It's early here.
What time is it there for you?
It's almost 5 a.m.
Oh, okay. Yeah, lovely. So it's nice and early.
Yeah. I'm starting to take classes for the foster care program.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm trying to qualify, but you see me being able to qualify okay?
Yes. I get the reference to you've got such a good heart. Okay, you've got a lot to offer. I want to say children, okay. I do feel that there's a lot of regulations around that, isn't there, for you?
A lot of what?
So in the system, there a lot of regulations? I'm just getting the reference to in the system of that, going down that pathway, there's a lot of regulations to do with it, okay? So to me, I feel like there's the need to jump through hoops, but the end result will come.
Oh, okay, great.
All right. Now, would I be right in saying that's over the period of 2 to 3 months that you need to do all that?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, because I'm just getting the reference to 2 to 3 months frame, it will be completed, okay? Now, would that be short-term care to start with?
Yeah.
Like as an emergency sort of housing is the reference I'm getting to start with. Okay, so to me, I feel like you'll be taking in children at the drop of a hat. I feel like I've only got maybe half an hour notice before they're on my doorstep. Okay, so I do feel that it will go into longer term stuff down the track, but for the next probably 12 to 18 months is the reference I'm getting, that it will be emergency care.
Oh, okay.
So you'll have people come and go.
Yeah.
Okay. It feels good. And good on you. Bless you for doing that. opening your heart and your door up to others that need it.
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry. So do you see me ever being able to take care of my ex-stepchildren again?
I get no with that. There's circumstances around that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like you'll be in their lives, but you won't have full-time care of them.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Have they gone to another family member?
Yeah, they're with their biological father and my mother. It's my ex-husband's kid.
Yeah. I just sort of feel they will stay with another family member. You will be a part of their life, but you won't have full-time care of them. Okay? But that's not by your choice, though, is it?
No. They're being quite mean, not letting me see them.
I do get the reference to that will change. You will get to have access to them, but they won't be in your full-time care. You will still be a part of their life.
Okay, that's good. I can accept that.
Yeah, okay. Just put that clear picture out there what you want and see yourself with them in your life, and that will help to manifest it as well, okay? Positive thoughts, all right? But I get the feeling you've got a lot of hard work coming in front of you with the foster care side of stuff, but you are willing and you are very able to cope with that. All right. I get the reference to having that stable foundation for children that haven't had it before.
Okay.
Thank I get you. A lot of warmth and love around you. You're very welcome, and thank you for calling in.
All right. You have a blessed day.
All right. You too. Thanks. Enjoy your day. Take care. Bye. Wow. What a night. It's been some amazing callers, and I'm pretty happy that I've managed to get through a few more tonight. So I thank those that have called in. I guess, you know, we can help so many other people, but we need to help ourselves is the reference that Spirit is giving me. And, you know, maybe now is a good time for people to take that look at what's going on around them and what they've been doing. Are you heading in the right direction where you want to be? You can take control of that. So we get tested, we get things thrown at us, and we might change directions a little bit at time, but you know, it's your journey. It's your life to own it and just grab it with two hands. And, you know, if you're putting one foot in front of another and it feels right, I say go with it. I reckon don't fight it sort of thing. So Spirit will put us on that journey and they will put the signs in front of us. And I believe that Spirit will test us at times. And when we get tested, I always like to stop and look at it and go, well, okay, what am I missing? You're pulling me up for a reason. You're giving me these signs. What is it I'm missing? What is it you're trying to show me? And, you know, trust and surrender is a very big thing. And a lot of us don't trust in ourselves and we second guess ourselves. And sometimes we give people the power to do that to us. You know, it's your life. It's your ability to want to stand in your own energy, and it's really important to find that inner strength. And if you can hold your head up high, be proud of who you are and move forward, that is a very big thing. Remember to smile. That seems to be a common thing lately from Spirit, is reminding people to smile. And I had that today, and the lovely lady that I had in my reading room today, her mum came through. And Spirit was so funny, and she had her daughter in laughing fits. And the more she laughed, the more she relaxed, and it was lovely to see her actually let go and be a little bit more natural than feeling like she's got to put on the smile for others. And, you know, if we can smile and we can show her inner warmth, that inner light, and let it shine through, other people will see that in you, okay? They'll see your strengths, they'll see your ability to stand in your own energy, and I really think that's important. So you know, take a look at what's going on around you and allow yourself the permission to be happy. A lot of us, or some of us, do find it hard to give ourselves that permission. They hold on to guilt over certain things, or they don't feel they deserve to be happy. Do you know what? We're all put on this earth for a reason, and we all leave our imprint on the world, and that's what we connect with, is that energy afterwards when people are gone. But I want to say, live life to the fullest and be true to yourself, and then everything else will fall into place. And I just get the reference to, our spirit keeps showing me, we need to do what's good for us. Okay, we need to change our thought process. This time, this cycle that we are in is about love. It's not about the individuals and the greed and everything like that. It's about those that love and give love, allow themselves to be loved, will have the strength to move forward, and those that don't are the ones that are going to get held back. So it's just something to think about, and hopefully that makes sense to you. But spirit feels very strongly about that. So I think it's just a time and the energy that we're going through at the moment, and a lot of us have been going through the very, very same things. Okay, when you're living that true journey, things will fall into place. Okay, and maybe if you're not on that right journey and it doesn't feel right for you, maybe it's time to take a moment and look at what that journey is and move forward. Change it. You've got the ability to make change. If you want it bad enough, you will make it happen. And when it's right, it should just fall into place. You shouldn't have to force things. And that's one thing I say to a lot of my clients that are here wanting to know, when are they going to find their soulmate? Is your soulmate really somebody on a romantic level? Is it a best friend? Who knows? That's for you to decide and where you're drawn to. So I hope I've given you all something to think about, and spirit's sort of really pushing it. I want to say, really trust in yourselves and really take note of those signs that are being put in front of you, because spirit does. They put signs in front of you all the time, and there's a reason for it. It's just if you choose to acknowledge it, if you choose to ignore it. And that's when things usually become a little bit more testing, is when we constantly ignore those signs. So I don't know. Spirit keeps making reference to be true to yourself. And that's what really matters. And that's where it starts with. And then that flows on from there. So if you can be true to yourself and do what it is you need, put yourself first, don't feel guilty, and that's half the trouble. A lot of us do feel guilty for that, and move forward, okay? And it's funny, and I actually heard a very talented medium on a clip that I watched on Facebook the other day talk about how mediums work and how we work with the energy of spirit and whatnot. Some of us take on spirit, and I find myself talking like I'm reading about me. I'm talking about me. And I think, and that's when I say a lot of us, because I include myself in it, and spirit makes me feel like I'm a big part of that when I'm doing that reading, and that's allowing spirit to actually come within me. Okay. I don't put that barrier up with spirit and keep them at a distance. I guess I step into their energy, or they step into mine. So there's just so many different things. And just before we go, I'll mention Skype readings for those that are overseas for me. So outside of Australia, I'm happy to do Skype readings. If you'd like to book, you can go through my website, Leanne Winston Psychic Medium. So I do hour ones. So please feel free to join in on my page and contribute there, and check out my website. And there's a lot of exciting things going up there, and there's a lot of things coming up. For those in South Australia, I do have my live show on the 15th of August at the Regal Park, and tickets are on sale on my website. So you can certainly follow those links. Kelly is still making some changes to my website, so please feel free to check it out. But I'll leave you with that, and I look forward to hopefully connecting with you all on Sunday night. So remember to love and cherish, honour yourself firstly, and those around you. And I thank you for those that have joined in tonight. Take care and love to all. Bye.